Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with me in our home studio, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God today via internet and telephone. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing us to come into your living rooms and your places of business, cars, wherever our voice is heard. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I see already in queue is my friend and my brother, praise the Lamb of God, in the person of Prophet Darrell Saunders out of Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing good this morning, Apostle. How are you?
Oh, our head is lifted up, and we are just praising God today, man of God, for this shiny, beautiful sunshine day here in the city of Detroit. Well, Southfield, where I am, praise God, the sun is shining. Sometimes I just thank God for life, whatever else is going on. My God brother and I, we was talking yesterday, afternoon. And I guess the scripture in Habakkuk comes back to mind, whether there be no meat in the stall or whatever, yet will I praise you. Sometimes you have to celebrate God for life, you know, and stop worrying about every little thing that comes up. Oh, I got to take care of this. Oh, this knee pain. Oh, I need some money for this. Oh, my tooth. Oh, my toe. This, that, and that. Sometimes you just need to stop and say, Lord, I'm alive. Thank you that I got feeling in my feet, that my toe can hurt a little bit, because I know somebody without a leg. You know, I mean, sometimes just celebrate life, and I just celebrate life right now. I'm alive. Praise the Lamb of God. And my mother used to tell me, as long as there's breath in your body, there's hope. Praise the Lamb of God for the mighty move of God in your life. And I'm believing God for a mighty move in this season. I'm excited, Prophet Darrell, because of the word that God is speaking, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the season of signs, wonders, and miracles, a season of recovery, of restoration, and renewal upon his children. I am excited about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What's happening over in your world?
Man, it's the sun is out. The sun is out, and I'm about to go out here in it because I got to get my change of address card put in. And it's beautiful over here. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm rejuvenated. Hallelujah. By the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm better today. I know that, man. Hallelujah. You sound like you back on 10 again.
Oh, yes. Thank God for you.
Prophet, if a lot of them don't know what happened to you, man, go and explain that to them right quick, why you were so depleted and what happened to you, so that they can understand what rejuvenation you're talking about.
Amen. I had to preach on the west side on Friday night, and the Lord began to have me to let, it was a woman in the service, and she looked like she was sick, and as if Shatwan was on the line, she would be able to testify and witness to it, that the woman was so weak unto death. She was just so just out of it. The Lord had me to lay hand on, he told me to anoint the crown of her head right there in the top of her head and her feet, and then he told me to lay prostrate out before her on the side of her, and I did that, and was getting to, the Lord was ministering to her and talking to her, and oh my God, that woman pulled so much virtue out of me to I was like a turnip without
Lord.
No juice. And I
Lord,
was
how
so
much?
Drained. I was so drained. I was tired. And I slept and slept. All I could do was just get up and just sleep. Get up, go to the bathroom, sleep, come back and sleep again. Even when I came home, I couldn't do nothing but sleep because I had church the next day. And I went, Apostle, I went back over there Sunday afternoon. Do you know that woman was walking around was stripped like a mule?
Lord, have mercy.
She had the strength. She was looking beautiful. I was like, yes, God. There's nobody but God. And I thank God for it. I take no glory for it. I thank God for using me like he did. And I thank God for Apostle Shakespeare. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless this man of God with them prayers. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. My goodness gracious. Well, man of God, you know, the recovery period, praise the Lamb of God, as you and I were talking yesterday, and I was sharing with you on yesterday, is something that a lot of ministers have not been taught in, is to rejuvenate themselves by getting back into the presence of God again. Physical rest is definitely good, but when you get back into the presence of the Lord in your praise and worship, and especially in the Word, you will find a quickening will come. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will refuel me in seem like a few seconds. His power just comes over me as I get back into his presence so that I can go forth for the next assignment. that's just as important as being filled with the Holy Ghost and being able to give out. Once you empty out, you must be refueled again. Praise the Lamb of God. And it takes getting back into the presence of God, even though you may not feel like it, because you've been in all those worship services and things of that nature. And sometimes you just don't feel like pressing your way because of that energy that you didn't give out. But I just dare you to lift up your head, O ye gate. Oh, my goodness, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in and recharge and refuel you, praise the Lamb of God, and take you back to the place where you need to be with strength and energy. Well, I'm glad you're recuperated and that the Lord is strengthening your body and that you're ready to run on to see what the end is going to be. Be like Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, it's an exciting week this week. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter in Chicago's anniversary is this week coming up. Pastor Gail Johnson over at New Beginnings Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, it looks like she's already in queue. If that's Shatwan in queue, then I'm going to open the mic right now. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Testimony Tuesday. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Shatwan, is this Shatwan?
Hey, yes,
how you doing, daughter?
I'm doing wonderful. I just called in just to attest to what Prophet Darrell was saying.
All right, well, talk about it. Talk about it.
I just called. Let me tell you, God moved in that place on Friday night when he preached, but more so with him moving on his word. But the miracle of life was given on that night. And I'm telling you, when they brought that woman to him, she could not even walk by herself. It looks like all you had to do was lay her in the casket and she was ready.
Oh,
but after
much.
God moved on that woman, you saw life in her. Her skin lightened up. Her complexion changed. And you saw God all over her. And you knew that God had worked a miracle right in front of your eyes, even to watching her stomach go down and shrink right before your eyes. You watch God move.
Lord Jesus.
It was so awesome to see God move before your natural eyes, because we know that he can do it. Sometimes we just don't see him working, but to see him working with your natural eyes, it was a sight to behold. I'm telling you, God was in the place, and he was so drained, and you saw that even after that, the death angel came in to try to take him after he had did a work. But because of the saints were there and because we had some heavyweights in the house, the death angel had to pass over him. We had some heavyweights. Because he preached that thing about, do you have some weight? You know, and it, when you're in the house of God and there's no weight in the house of God, nothing can happen. But when you got some heavyweights in there and that oil that you have, you done paid a price for it. And it's some heavyweights in there. You ain't even got to worry about what's going to happen, because you know God going to get the glory out of all of it.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. So in essence, what I'm hearing is what we've been talking about with these miracles, signs, and wonders. Do you all are seeing the manifestation of the power of God? Is the Lamb of God. It's as something that you would read about, because it sounds like something right out of the scripture. All you got to do is change Daryl's name to Paul or to, you know, Luke, that nature. And
she was like the woman with the issue of blood. When he touched her, the virtue came, but you saw life and you saw it dry up, what the enemy was trying to do in her, and then you saw the life being put right back into her.
My God in heaven.
People
of God, this is what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, nobody knows what I have been rejoicing over day after day. Well, I'm watching Angel run up and down stairs carrying bags, and I'm looking at it like he might fall, because we're so accustomed to this that she had been falling and this, that, and another, and losing her balance, not being able to control her equilibrium. But, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We have seen a miracle. We have seen a miracle, praise the Lamb, right before our very eyes. And I am just rejoicing in God. I release miracles today, Father, in the name of Jesus, on your people.
God.
Your people may experience it. Every area of life, Father, show up. Go out. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In our finances, Father, show up. Go out. Hallelujah. In our bodies. Go up, Father. Yes, do it. Hallelujah. Thou art the potter, we the clay. And we surrender to you, Father, in humble. We want to be used by you. Hallelujah. Then we want you to use us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give your name praise of this. Oh, my goodness, people, it's Testimony Tuesday, and we just hit a home run with this testimony. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God of what God has done over in Chicago with this one isolated incident. But I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, if you can walk in faith and belief and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and not sensitive to you trying to make a name for yourself or anything of that nature, walking in humility, seeing need, petitioning God, patiently waiting, and obeying the Spirit of God, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you are going to see a change. You are going to see God do some things that you never dreamt that he would do for you in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see the move of God. It's an awesome, awesome season that we're in. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, since I have you here, granddaughter, you know that's an awesome woman of God live over there in that Chicago area.
Are you going to start this show business?
Yes,
over it
is.
There.
She happens to be my mama.
Schaumburg and all down through there. She's somewhere everywhere. You never know where she's going to pop up at. And that woman of God, and she got a ministry over there, over on Pulaski Road, right over yonder way. And Lord, and she's been ministering and plowing the field, praise the Lamb of God, with some people that some look like they came from Jericho and some others from the Alamo. But she's been pastoring the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Blood, sweat, and tears, sacrifices. But now it's time for her celebration. Praise the Lamb of God. Her anniversary is coming up. Why don't you talk to us about it and give us the rundown and let us know what's going to happen?
Okay, well, that woman of God he's talking about is none other than Pastor Gail Johnson, my mother. She's been in the ministry 13 long years.
Hallelujah.
And this is the first anniversary that she's ever had. So we're giving her first anniversary, and I'm going to tell you something. Working with people that say they love their pastor, I'm telling you, that's all they do. They say they love their pastor, but when you work with them, you see the fruit. And, you know, it's a pull and tug on everybody because some want to work, some don't want to work. Everybody want to lead. But you know what? To God be the glory, because this is God ordained. It's going to go off just the way God wanted to go off. And we know that this is for pastor, but we also know that this is still a service for the Lord. So it's going down Sunday at 4 o'clock. Our location is going to be at 218 North Pulaski Road at Christian Temple. And we also have Pastor Joseph, who's helping us with this anniversary service. And you know what? We're going to go in and we're going to just celebrate our pastor, our friends, our loved ones. We're going to celebrate her life because you know what? Truly, when she started preaching, she was not even supposed to be here. But 13 years later, after colon cancer and everything else that she went through, she's still here. She's still working for the Lord, and she's still living a life of being made whole. And we're going to celebrate her life on that evening. So if you all are in the Chicago area, I'm asking you all to come out and help us celebrate her life, help us celebrate her in the ministry, and we're going to have a good time.
My God, my God. And it's going to be at what time, sweetheart? What time is that?
At 4 o'clock.
at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be the regular morning service, and then there's going to be an afternoon service at 4 for the total climax of the celebration of the life of Pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God. Say what now?
I said, and I'm asking you all, don't come empty-handed. We tell each other we love you, but let's show each other how much we love her. You know what I'm saying? Because we can easily say the word, but love is action. So I'm asking you all, come out and celebrate, and don't come empty-handed. Bring a card, a gift, or something.
Yeah, you know, and showing love to your man and woman of God, praise the Lamb of God, is an action. Praise of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. The Lord tells us that we ought to show double honor to them that labor in the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And of our souls. And we must remember that, brothers and sisters, that is just as much part of our responsibility and our duty as believers, praise the Lamb of God, than anything else that we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I promise you there is a blessing in blessing the man and woman of God. It's right there in your Bible. It's right there in your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. If you give one of these, my little ones, a cool drink of water in my name, says the Lamb of God, or in their name or in a prophet's name, praise the Lamb of God, that you would receive the prophet's reward. It's right there in the So let us, praise the Lamb of God, do accordingly. I'm going to be out of the out of town, praise the Lamb of God, this Sunday. But when I get back, I got to do something for my daughter in the ministry, praise the Lamb, who then slipped up on this anniversary and even tell me it was coming around. But we're going to be sure that we're represented. That's my daughter. Yeah, I got to represent some kind of way. I got to go take some cans and bottles or something to the grocery store or something. Yeah, to make sure the girl know that I love her, because she is a dear daughter, and she loves the flock, and she labors with them. She seeks wise counsel for them, praise the Lamb of God, and she wants to see them grow and develop. And that is wonderful when someone watches over your soul like that. So we praise God for each and every last one of you, praise the Lamb of God, as you be a blessing to Pastor Gail Johnson on this week coming on this Sunday there in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. God is good. It's Testimony Tuesday, people of God. Light up these lines. Praise the Lord. I know I got some testimony should be coming through here. My goodness gracious. I just don't understand the people of God. Seems like when the Lord bless us, we run away. When he's not blessing us, we all in queue, trying to get a word. Now when the Lord blesses, time to testify, praise the Lamb of God, we go run away somewhere. Hallelujah. But let's go to our prayer mode now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shatwan, you going to pray for us while you're here, or should we look for another?
I can pray while we're here.
Unless you want
some other to pray.
Well, I'll let 20 people pray. Praying and me are synonymous, praise the Lamb of God. I love the prayers of the righteous. I love to hear the people of God petitioning the throne. And then I'm a prayer myself. So, you know, me and prayer and all of us, we get along real good, praise the Lamb of God, when we come to this action of life. But we want to pray for those in sick, shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we're praying for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's so many of us that are requesting prayers for others. Praise the Lamb of God in this season of sickness and disease. I want to say to you all that I believe it's a setup for the miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe it in my heart that many of us are earmarked for miracles in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. As we're seeing so much sickness, we're praying for the people that has been victimized here in the city of Washington, D.C., at the Naval Yard there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are so many families that have been touched. and terrorized by this shooting, praise the Lord. And we want to pray for them, the people in Colorado. Even though the Lord speaks and says that he's going to move in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth, it's not my will to see God do it. But God spoke concerning Colorado, praise the Lamb of God, and some other areas that he's about to visit. Praise the Lamb of God, the Carolinas. He's coming. I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God, just what the Lord is speaking, not Shakespeare. And you're going to see this until men come to a place to say, let's pray. Let's call on the God of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. You watch the news. You watch CNN. You see all of this devastation. Praise the Lord, and not one person says, let's pray. You see all of this devastation, cities and towns up underwater, cars, trucks, people have died, everything, and you don't hear one person say, let's pray. There is something wrong, praise the Lamb of God, when you ignore the God of heaven, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see more of this these catastrophic events until the heart of man changes, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see more of these catastrophic events until the heart of man changes, praise the Lamb of God. And prayer is one of the components, elements, if you would, praise the Lamb of God, that will change the heart of men. So we must pray for their salvation. We must pray for their eyes to be opened. We must pray for a return. Praise the Lamb of God. Leon put on the page this morning. I'm in total agreement. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot embrace immorality. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot embrace, praise the wickedness and evil and do people wrong and all of this kind of stuff as a government. Praise the Lamb of God. And condoning things so that you can get a vote, hello light bulbs, ding dong, ding dong, and think that the God of heaven does not see, then think that the God of heaven does not hear, to think that the God of heaven does not care, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And so you're going to see movement by God. Now you can say anything you want to, but all that water came down in a matter of minutes. And Boulder, Colorado, and the flooding down there, praise the Lamb of God, took place in a matter of minutes.
Amen.
God can take you out, praise the Lamb, in a matter of minutes. Roads are washed away. Homes are moved around like furniture. Cars and things underwater in a matter of minutes. God is not a play toy. And America is going to come to understand that. You can't establish something and stamp God's name on it and for years be a God country and then just say, we're going to change. The devil a lie during summer solstice. Now I'm telling you, this country belongs to God. And I'll say what he told me a few years ago again. Before I lose America, I'll destroy her. And he meant what he said. And looked like he's starting to destroy it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see some more. I just want to call me the prophet of doom or anything you want to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, granddaughter. Hallelujah. Let's petition the throne of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm just messed up here, see? Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, granddaughter.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Darrell, your mic is hot.
Glory to your name, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank you for this day, God. We come thanking you, God, for all that you have done for us. God, we come thanking you just to be God in our lives today, God.
Yes.
Father God, we just give you glory and honor, God. We come lifting your name up today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise today, God, for you're worthy today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just come to intercede on behalf of your people, God. God, we come lifting up your people today, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, God. God, we come lifting up those that are in distraught today, God. God, we come lifting up those that are in Colorado today.
Oh, God.
Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, God, God, that your children hear your voice.
Talk to them. Talk to them.
Oh, God, that they come.
Talk.
What I do to be?
Oh, Baba, yonder the behold.
Your works at hand, God.
Come on out of your thing.
Jesus, God. Oh, you are drawing them unto you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, them be open, God. Hallelujah. To accept you as their Savior, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For we see that in this season and in this time, God, you're calling them back unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we lift them up today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we lift those up in Jesus, God. For God, we know, God, you have all these things, God, to go back into your kingdom, God. And God, those that was affected by the shooting, God. God, send your ministering angels unto them, God. Oh, God, let them count their lives be lost in vain, God. But, oh, God, they get the glory even out of the of those people, God, in the name of God. And, oh, God, we lift them up to God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, God, that you have chosen us, God, to go out into the world, God, bring them back in the name of Jesus, God. People, God, as a remnant, God, we must be on the wall, God. We must continue to pray for your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And even in our own God, destruction times, God. God, we begin to pray, God, as you raise the standard up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus, God. God, we just praise you, God, that you have opened our ears and we may hear you, God, that we may hear your God. Oh, God, that we may hear your instructions, God. And, oh, God, no longer, hallelujah, God, will we be slothful, God, about going about your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But
in the name of Jesus.
Fire under us, God. Let us move in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that no souls be lost, God. Oh, Lord, God. Oh, God, be in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we get up in the middle of the night, God, and begin to intercede for our people, God. Oh, God, lay out before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, that don't know you, God. But God, let our lives be an example, God. Let our lives be the God that they see, God, in the name of Jesus, that will bring them into the kingdom, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against sickness, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to sickness, God. We speak to cancer, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to AIDS and HIV, God. Oh, God, we speak to pneumonia, God. God, we
Yes, God.
For your word said everything that has a name must bow to the name of Jesus, God.
And yes, God.
And you call out those things, God. Hallelujah. That was it.
Hallelujah.
To destroy your kingdom, God. We speak life over it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Life into their bodies, God. We speak
life
into their minds, God. Oh, God, even into the ministry.
ministry, God. Set us higher, God. We speak life back into those ministries, God. Oh, God, we speak life back into the leaders, God, into the pastors and the preachers, God, into the teachers in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they will come, God, and for your people, God. And, oh, God, that they will preach, God, and not compromise your word.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus, God.
But, in the name of Jesus.
They will speak to us. People, God,
so save
them, God, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. As your ministry begin to flourish again with the truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us discern in eyes today, God, that we may see where the enemy has planted, God, to get to the God. And oh God, that we may destroy those spirits, God, and come back, hallelujah, to a dry, desolate place, God, that it will not return, God, never again in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
Bless you and praise you, God. And Father God, we lift up prophet to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even hallelujah, as we stand on the wall, God, we bind up the Jezebel spirit, God, that comes to destroy, God. We bind up those spirits that are not like you, God. We bind up the witch and warlock, God, that tries to come against him today.
Oh, God.
For God, we know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have
on
the earth, God. For
God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that he will.
Oh, we give you glory, Lord.
Across the water, God. Throughout the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. He raises up the prophets, God, and the preachers, God, and the teachers, God, and he leads them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Put a hand around him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, let us be on the warpath today, God, as we war for the promises, God. God, as we begin to see a manifestation, God. With our natural eye, God, we continue to war on the front lines, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Release, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we release. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, release your power. Hallelujah, God. As we speak it, God, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The
devil,
oh, God,
is alive.
Two or three touching, agreeing, God, in the name.
The devil is alive.
Oh, you're there, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus, God. Now, God,
Jesus.
Manifestation, God. Release the finances, God, in the name of Jesus.
God, yes, God.
The word of
yes,
your
God, God, yes, God, yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, release
the
you better pray, say your prayer.
Of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. We give you the glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the gathering. God, thank you for the gathering, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. For we
thank you, God.
To be so, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, we know it's supposed to be. It's got to be successful, God. For we know you for David. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. God, that you have called us in, God. Hallelujah. To gather your people, God, so that they may know you, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, God.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah. God, that people from around the world will come, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We expect miracles, God. We expect signs and wonders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We glorify you. God, we
Yes.
God, that we will not be in debt this year, God. God, we will owe no man nothing but to love him this year.
Oh, my God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
The hope of glory is here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. We're hearing prayer today. Hallelujah, my God in heaven. You are God that heareth prayer. Ah, God, and I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Thank you, Father. I hear the sound of the abundance.
Watch it, Apostle.
I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Dear Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, a ladder rain. Thank you, Lord, for the ladder rain. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Lamb of God. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you honor, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I tell you that our God is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving in a mighty way. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, thank you so much, granddaughter. Hallelujah, for being here today. That's the testimony of grace. It's Testimony Tuesday. Hallelujah. I want some testimonies to come in queue here. Push one on your dial. You have testimonies, praise the Lamb of God, of miraculous healing. Testimonies, praise of God, opening doors for your people of God. Push one on your dial. We want to hear your testimonies. We want you to be able to encourage us today concerning the goodness of God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. I still say, like Grandmama Prophet Daryl, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Praise the Lamb of God. I know there's been nobody but God, and hallelujah, nobody but Jesus that has brought me, praise God, hallelujah, from where I came from until this present day, and I know it's still him that sustains, that take care of, praise the Lamb of God, move on my behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. Hallelujah. And I know that there's some of you, praise God, even here today, that's waiting on a move of God. But let the prophet tell you this today. Let the apostolic prophet tell you today, praise the Lamb of God, the move you're waiting on is in motion. Move you're waiting on is in motion. I know you in your storm, you think. I know it's dark. Praise. I know you can't see your way. But Jesus is already walking on the water of your storm. Put in motion. You just can't see him. Show up. Look unbelievable. When Jesus showed up in the storm, his disciples there in the boat in the middle of the morning, the fourth watch between 3 and 6 p.m., Jesus shows up, and it's cloudy, it's dark, the wind is boisterous, and they on the sea. Jesus come walking on the water. They saw ghosts. They thought he was a spirit. They thought he was a ghost walking on that water. And they didn't think he was the ghost of Jesus. They thought he was a real live ghost. His disciples And that's what happens to us when God shows up. But he was already in motion. They were fearful. They were trembling. And they thought it was no way that they were going to get delivered. Because they knew they left us up in a mountain. Praying. But he came walking on the water. You don't know how he's coming. But just hold on. Your miracle is in motion.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
somebody's going to grab this and get happy about it in a little bit. Nothing happening, you don't believe nothing's happening. But God is already moving.
Ooh, my God, my God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Your miracle already in motion. And when he shows up, it's going to be hard for you to wrap around your mind that God is doing this. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to be running around like angel telling me, I'm trying to learn how to be normal again.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter's problem is right now. She's teaching herself how to walk normal and act normal again because what was plaguing her is gone. And it's so unbelievable. It's gone. Until she can't even, she having difficulty managing how to really live the normal life again.
Yes, my God. Hallelujah.
Where some of you going to be when God really manifests this? He there already. He in the storm with you. He made a promise. I'll never leave you. Neither take you. Okay? Some of y'all just don't know God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. You read about him, but you don't really know him.
Come on,
yeah.
Yes, Lord. You read about him, but you don't really know him. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if you knew the God I knew, then you would know, praise the Lamb of God, that Grandmama told us years and years ago, Prophet Dare, praise the Lamb, the Lord moving in ways, his oneness to perform.
Yes.
He step on the sea and he rises in every storm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Now, I was told that when I was a child. Didn't know what it meant, but I know today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. That God move in mysterious way. He ain't going to show up your way. He going to show up Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. They ain't going to show up your way. He's going to show up Yahweh's way. Praise the Lamb. He's going to bust your vest. And it's going to give him glory when he show up. Hallelujah. In the middle of the morning. Ain't nothing supposed to be happening. Everybody awake. And here come Jesus walking on the water. In the middle of the morning. Praise the Lamb of God. The sun ain't even up yet. A ghastly hour. The conditions look rough. Ain't no help coming this time of the morning. You can't tell when God. You can't tell when his deliverance is at hand for you. You don't know when he's going to move, when he's going to cut the check. You don't know how he's going to do it. I tell you today, your miracle is in motion.
Yes, it is.
My Lord, my Lord.
It's in motion because it's promised. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You just got to believe he who promised. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You just got to believe him who promised and stop trusting in yourself. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to disarm you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. With a miracle that is, that he'll allow you to participate in it. God got a miracle in motion that's so mighty until he's going to allow you to manage your miracle. He said, Peter said, Lord, if it's really you, let me come to you.
Beg me to come up on the water.
He said, okay, I'm going to let you manage your own miracle. Come on to me.
Come on.
A lot of us want to be the manager, but we can't handle it.
That's right.
He got out of the boat and started walking. He was managing his own miracle. Prophet Dale, it was his own miracle. He thought Jesus was doing it. Jesus wasn't doing it. He just responded to the word of God. The Lord said, come. I bid you come. When God tells you to come, God tells you to do, God tells you to go, when God tells you to stay, he's already sustaining you. There's a platform up under your water for you already.
Come on, Dad. You better preach to God.
You got to do is respond to God. Hallelujah. And when he got out there and started walking, the Bible says, when he saw the wind, when he saw the billows rolling, when he looked at the conditions, he started to sing. You want me to tell you why? Because his faith left him. Not Jesus' faith. Jesus was still walking on the water. Peter's faith failed.
Oh, God.
Saying to us, prophet, don't let your faith fail in this season. Don't go crazy. Don't lose your mind. Don't listen to the voice of the enemy. Just keep telling the Lord, though you slay me, I'm going to trust you.
Yeah, I trust you.
Y'all ain't going to listen to me. Y'all ain't going to listen to me. Though you slay me, I'm waiting on the manifestation.
Yes.
Do you? You told me you was coming. I'm waiting on the, I don't know how you're coming, but I got the windows up, the door open, the front door, the back door, the closet door, bathroom door, all the doors open.
Come on in.
Come on in any way you want to.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. My heart is open. My mind is open. My hands are open. I'm waiting on you. Praise the Lamb. See, this is too surrenderous. I think I just made up a word, Prophet Darrell.
You did.
Surrenderous for a lot of us because we can't deal with surrender. We so into our own selves and our own ingenuity and you know and doing things through our education and this another making things happen and the people we're connected to and the people we know until we can't come to total surrender. But you comes a time that God wants you dependent on him and him alone. Come on, walk to me, Peter.
Come on, man.
I'm here for you to do it. If you can't stay up there, you ain't going to make it, praise the Lamb of God. Not going to make it. Faith going to fail you.
My Lord, Jesus.
If you're going to go and just fall out on the floor and kick and holler and roll around in the dirt, you're not going to make it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got to walk in faith no matter the way the thing looks. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you know why? Your miracle is in motion. I wish somebody would say it today. My miracle in motion. It's already been released. Miracle is in motion. It's on the way to my door. My miracle is in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. It's on the water of my life. My miracle is in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. And the darker things look, the greater going to be to your manifestation. Praise God. Let me open a mic. Error code 815. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Pastor Shatwan and Prophet Darrell. This is Sandra. How you all doing today?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Today, how you doing?
I can't put it into words. I'm so overjoyed because I got a testimony.
Well, we listening for it. I want to hear it.
You know, I thank and praise God that I was able to pass not the test, but the retest. I thank God for that retest. You know, last year I heard the Lord when he told me, you know, I called him before and was talking about my property taxes. I heard the Lord last year when he told me to pay the whole thing, but Sandra's going to do it her way. And she suffered the consequences when she did it her way. But praise God for the retest.
Hallelujah.
I was able to go and pay my whole property taxes yesterday.
Glory.
God laid away.
What you
Hallelujah.
Say? The Lord made the way.
He made a way out of no way. And
I hope y'all hear what the
retest.
Woman of God is saying here. Praise the Lamb of God. She said God told her to do it one way, but she did it her way. And now she got to take this test of faith over again. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know, the second time always is harder than the first time.
Yes,
praise
it was,
the Lamb of
Prophet.
God.
Yes, it was.
That second go-round is always harder than the first time because you didn't get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God tell you to do one thing and you do another thing. No, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to do this right here. And then that way I can do this, such, and do this, and have this. Because
yes,
you think.
You better get out of my business. You all in my business. That's sure what I said last year.
Come on now.
You think God can't put no more in your meal barrel. So you're going to do it the way you want to stretch your own meal.
Yeah.
You
got
to remember when you came to him, you didn't have no meal in the barrel.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So God increased you.
Yes.
God increased you to do what he wanted you to do with it. And had his other hand, praise the Lamb of God, filled to put some more in. But when you acted out a partial faith, he said, okay, all right, you did it your way. I'm going to let you go and stretch that till it stretch on out. And then when it's not no more, this is going to come up again, and you're going to be back in my face. And then when you repent and acknowledge, I did not do what you told me to do, then I hear you. That's what God does to us. I've been there, done that. Got a T-shirt and the baseball cap for it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've been there, done that before. Praise the Lamb of God. I bet you what God now, when God tell me, I'm going to give you this, and this is what I want you to do with it. I grab a pen, and when I get through, I say, was there anything that I omitted, Lord? Is there anything else you want me to do with what you gave me? Is there anybody, anything, what you want me to do? Praise it, because I learned the blessing is in your obedience.
Yes, God. Oh,
yes,
God counted righteousness unto Abraham because he obeyed God. The blessing is in your obedience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you obey, watch this. Sandra, when you obey, God makes a way.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And you know, Prophet, he did not. The thing of it is, when you're taking a test, if you have any questions during that testing time, if you ask the teacher a question, you notice the teacher never answers.
Right, he always just look at you.
He just look at you. And I was asking God, Lord, I don't understand, and why is this? God never answered. He did not answer me until it came time to take the retest. Then he answered the question. He said, when I told you to pay the whole thing, you said no, you were going to do it your way. And I'm a gentleman enough to let you do it.
Come on now.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, mercy.
Don't
praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. And again, people of God, just as being Prophet Daryl and us were speaking, Prophet Daryl, your mic is hot. Just as the Prophet Daryl and us were speaking a minute ago concerning your miracle in motion, praise, here we are. God give you the power to do it. Your own disobedience and your own unbelief causes you to sin.
Yes, sir.
It ain't because God ain't there for you. It's you. You are the problem. God is not the issue. And some of us need to wrestle with ourselves and find out what area I'm lacking in. Is it because I keep complaining? That shows that I really don't believe. You got to remember, praise the Lord, God listening to the words that come out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You can't say you believe God today and then tomorrow you don't believe, and then at 3 p.m. you don't you believe it again, and at 6 now you ain't believing. Your faith is wavering.
Yes,
your faith is wavering. Either you believe God or you don't believe him.
That's right.
Now, I know me and God got a different watch. I know that. Because I look at my watch and I said, Lord, it's time for you to work. I look at his watch and say, no, you want me to work right now, but I ain't working right now.
Yeah.
See what I see. You looking from a ground perspective. Up here on the roof. I see what's happening.
Ooh, Lord.
If I work now, it ain't gonna be good for you. I gotta wait. Cause I see what's coming. Ooh. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I'm looking from a rooftop perspective. I see the whole parade of your life. Not just what you're looking at right here at the corner. I see what's coming. I see what has been. I see what you don't see and don't know that's coming. And I got to preserve you, protect you. I got to take care of you. So me and your watch ain't going to work at the same time.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is obey me.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to tell you all this, the secret of relationship with God. And how many kisses you throw up to heaven. And how many times you fall on your knees at an altar, call yourself worshiping. It's how obedient you are to his word.
That's right. That's right.
Your obedience to God shows your depth of worship. Shows your depth of belief. Shows your depth of relationship and trust in him. And that's what God wants out of us. He got a million heathens out there that will wave their hands at a moment and say hallelujah. He can make that happen anytime he wants. He can make the birds sing hallelujah all day long. He can make the lions roar it all day long. Yeah. But he needed an obedient man. When he came in the garden to Adam, he didn't ask Adam, how come you didn't have a prayer meeting today? How come you didn't worship? He said, what is this you've done? You've disobeyed me. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't nobody like the way I talk. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Tell you one thing, if you listen to me long enough, you're going to get a breakthrough. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God set you up for your own testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. But our problem is, during our test, we want to go all around the corner, up under the bed, and everything. Praise the Lamb of God, trying to resolve things when God had already told you. Be still, do this, do that, and then we sit there wondering, just like our daughter just got through saying, the test going on, you constantly asking questions. I said, I ain't got no answer for you. I ain't think I'm going to blurt out the answer to you right now. I'm not. You are in testing mode. And when you get down to the wire, I'll talk to you.
Come on, that.
I hope it scare you half to death while you're doing it. Scared and on edge when you get there because of your disobedience. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, there's a lot of us, we're in our situations and our conditions because of the fact that we've been so good. It's because we've been so disobedient and we know it, but we don't want to admit it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of us, when we had, praise the Lamb of God, we didn't give.
Right.
And then a lot of us had, and we didn't give it the way God said give it.
Yes, that is the truth.
Oh, I'm telling the truth now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of us like to give the way we want to give. Don't line up with the word of God. You got to do this thing God's way.
Yes.
You got to do this thing God's way. Praise the Lamb of God. God tell you to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. There may be meat in his house. And you ain't got no right to do nothing else with those tithes.
That's right. That's right.
You ain't got no right to do nothing else with that.
Amen.
You
got
to do what God tells you to do. It was still, we was going on this trip, and it was for God's glory, so I just used the money for that. Okay, then you disobey God.
Yes, you
did. Lord Jesus.
You think there was no more meal in God's barrel. You looking at your barrel thinking it's God's barrel, but your barrel ain't God's barrel.
Say that.
The unlimited supply. He never run out of nothing. Find when God ran out of something. I want you to find that in the Word of God. That God ran out of something. He might run out of patience. Praise the Lamb of God. That's about all that he ever runs out of. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, I got another testimony here coming. Erica 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet, and everybody. This is
I've been waiting on you, daughter. I've been waiting on you.
We'll
talk about you, Janice. In a couple of minutes, I was going to get on your case.
I'm
on here crying every other day, wailing, praying. Then when the Lord come through, you ain't got nothing to say. I was going to talk about
I got plenty to say. I got so many testimonies. I don't even know where to start. I'm gonna start with last year. I don't know if y'all remember, but I posted it on the page on my birthday, which was October the 8th. I had went out for my birthday, and I had ran into a young man who was downtrodden. He had just lost his wife. And he had just been diagnosed with cancer, and he was just, like, ready to give up. And I felt a quickening in my spirit to pray for him. And we were, like, in the middle of a barbershop. People was around. It was all kind of stuff going on. But I was like, come on, let's pray for him. And I prayed for that man, and I gave him the word of the Lord and told him that the Lord was going to heal him. Well, my testimony for that is I asked about him the other day. She said, oh, I forgot to tell you, his cancer is clear.
Lord Jesus.
I almost jumped up out that car and ran down the street when she said
Lord,
that.
I remember that testimony too, girl. I remember you telling us about that. My God in heaven.
That man is cancer free to this day, and he had lung cancer, and it was in the stage 3.
My God in heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
And I remember that was just an awesome thing, and I knew God was going to heal him. And at the time when I was praying for him, the way the prayer was coming forth, I kept saying, man of God, man of God. But I did not know that he was a deacon.
Okay. My
so he even stepped back into ministry and everything. I just thank God. I just thank God for that. So that's one of the testimonies that I had not shared with anybody. So that just blessed my soul when I learned of that. The second thing is I just want to say God has blessed me with a job, not only a job, it was the job I wanted. It was almost like the first job that I applied for when I started looking. It's been like 5 months since I tested with them. They called me. I went through a rigorous physical and background check because it's a very good job. And I passed everything, and I start next week. So I thank God for that. And the blessing in that is, I just got to say, all the other companies that I had applied for, they would have been a pay cut because I was coming from a large company where I was getting paid really well. And I was willing to take that pay cut because I was out of work. Well, the company that God blessed me with, he put me right back where I was when I left the other company. So, and people are just like, how did you get in there with them? Like, we go years. People have been saying that they've been on the waiting list for years trying to get in. And I just say, that was a blessing. God did that. That was the prayers of the saints that did that. And I just want to give God some glory about that, because that was that's a blessing.
Well, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't understand this. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to say this cliche-ish, but it's really the truth, Prophet Darrell, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, when a lot of times when you're out of work, it simply means God's working on you.
Absolutely. I can completely agree with that.
When you're out of work, God is working on you. And we have to come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that when God works on us in the way that he does, y'all listen to me good, when God's working on you, praise the Lamb of God, in the way that he does, it all depends on your destiny and your purpose of how long it's going to take for God to finish the work in you. Praise the Lamb of God. And imagine these know this because I told her several times. Praise the Lamb of God during our process. I said, imagine these. I know something that you don't know. Praise the Lamb of God. I told her, I said, God told me these words. He told me I could tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. That you have to go through this alone. You got to go through this by yourself. Because it's a ministry developmental process that God is taking you to. But when you come out of this, praise the Lamb of God, God is going to bless you tremendously. And now you're in your recovery, praise the Lamb of God, you're in your restoration, renewal, all of now God's going to make all things new for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited that you walk standing up, though, Manganese. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know there was probably some times there that you found yourself in a fetus position, crying, looking at your children because you didn't have what you wanted for them and this, that, and another, and not knowing which way the door was going to swing tomorrow. But God, praise the Lamb of God.
But God.
Kept your sanctity through it all, praise the Lamb of God, and now you're going to see the manifestation of God's blessing. You in your best mode, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this season, God is really going to take you into another realm, and it's awesome, praise the Lamb of God.
I just want to say now, attached to that, just to touch on that, your blessing is attached to your obedience. Well, there's a young lady that lives down the street from my aunt, her neighbor, going through a medical procedure. God had given me a word for her like 3 weeks ago, and you know, I know that everything is not to see and say, some things are to see and pray. So I have been praying for her. And she is an unbeliever. She does not believe in God. So I have been praying for her. And I said, Lord, okay, I got this word. Now, if you want me to release it, create a situation where I can give it to her. It's my grandson. He's on the talk. I'm sorry, y'all. But I asked the Lord to create a situation where I can give her the word because it's sensitive, and I didn't want to do it around anybody, and she and I are not friends, so I didn't want to go and knock on her door. I just felt that was out of order. So weeks went by. She called me day before yesterday crying. She had to go and have a procedure, and nobody would take her to her procedure. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I can take you. Well, and I just started praising God at that point because I knew that this was my open door to minister to her. Well, the Lord allowed me to minister to her, and as I began to give her the word of the Lord, it was just her and I in the car. The Spirit of God moved so heavily in that car. Now, mind you, she was not a believer, but by the time I got done talking to her, she was in tears. She was in tears, and I gave her the word of God, and she received it. Now, she didn't confess Christ at that time, which is okay because I know everything is in God's timing. But I just thank God because I knew leading up to those. When she called me and asked me to take her, I said, okay, my release is caught up in this obedience on me giving her this word. I knew that. So after I did all that, I came back home. And I was sitting there, and I was thinking, like, okay, this job, they taking too long to call. I'm about to call them. I picked up my phone to call, and I heard the Lord say, wait.
Wait.
I said, okay. I put the phone down. I went and laid down. 10 minutes later, he called. The man from Human Resources called and congratulated me on all of my testing coming back. So let me backtrack for a second, because when I went through the physical and everything, I did not pass it the first time. And God even opened that up to me. He showed me that if I had passed that the first time when I took it, I would have been at work yesterday.
Wow.
I would not have had the chance to minister to that young lady down the street.
My God. God is on top of the roof. I just got through telling him. God said, I know what's coming. I know where I need you to be. I know what needs to be done. And you down on the ground looking at, talking about, well, this year I want to go and do that. The Lord saying, no. It's got to be done in a different way. Praise the Lamb of God, because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. What an awesome testimony.
And I just want to say, even through all of everything that I was going through, because God has brought me through a lot. But one thing I can say is that I kept the word of God in my mouth. I saturated myself with his word. Anytime I felt down, I went to go and read and look for, okay, God, what did you say about this? What did you say about what I'm going through? And I began to give him back that word. You said this. You said that. Even the prophetic words, I gave him back. You said that I was, you said the other day when after I failed the test, and you said, God said, get ready to go back to work. I even began to give him that word back. Lord, you said that I should be getting ready to go back to work, and these people still haven't called. And I just began to give him all the prophetic words back, and even the things he had been speaking to me. And all I can just say is, God did it. God did it.
How many months? About 16 months here, right?
I was out of work 16 months.
16 months, praise the Lamb of God, yeah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, the number of visitations, praise the Lamb of God, the number of God, praise the Lamb of God, the number of man, hallelujah, we praise God for you, man. Imagine, really, I am just happy for you, I really am. There was times, boy, me and Carolyn was on the phone praying for you, you know, we was in the back office and all of that. Talking about you and this, that, and another, and
I just want to say thank you to everybody who prayed, everybody who gave me a word of encouragement. I know Shatwan stayed in my ear at the times that, because God has only allowed me to really show my weak side to a few people, and actually all of the people are on this line today. So I just want to say thank all of you, Prophet Daryl, Prophetess Sandra, Prophet Shakespeare, Pastor Shatwan. I just want to thank y'all for all the encouragement words, the prophetic words, the prayers, and everything. I really do, because that we need each other. We need each other in times like that. So I thank you.
Well, bless you, girl. You know, You are a blessing, and as one of our administrators, as one of our intercessors, and all that you do, and I'm just excited. You know, Lisa, you know, got her promotion. Praise the Lamb of God. Her job was ending, and the Lord took her out of one door right into a better door. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was maybe God, maybe like a month ago. I woke up early one morning. And I just said, I came in the back off, and I said, I was up praying for each and every one of you all this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. I was up, and I was praying that God would open doors for you all, that he would elevate you all, that he would give you all the desires of your heart for your faithfulness. I was just burdened with that morning. And I just praise God to see the rejoicing, to see, praise the Lamb of God, the recovery and the renewal. And Imagineese, I'm telling you, you just want to get you a testimony book to put your testimonies in, because you got some more coming. Praise the Lamb of God.
Can I say one other thing, Prophet?
Sure, go
ahead.
I want
to say one other thing about when Lisa got her job. When I tell you, when Lisa got her job, I started shouting like it was me, because I was like, oh, Lisa got this job. God is in the building with jobs. I got so happy. And when I tell you, a couple of days later, that's when they called me for my interview. And then about a week or so later, she got hired. And I was praising God then. Okay, Lord, you releasing the yes. So I just, you know, when God is in the building, you got to praise God for the person who has been blessed, even if it's not you at that time. So
wow.
I just got excited. When Lisa got her job and then they hired her, I got excited about that. I got it because I knew mine was coming. I knew it. I'm like, we work together. You can't tell me. I know you're not going to come in the building and give her hers and not give me mine.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more in store. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because there's some things I'm waiting on God to do over on this side of the track. Praise God. Yes, I is. Yes, I am. And I know that it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, it's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. All we have to do is hang on in there. Yeah, all we have to do is just hang on in there and watch God do what he does. The miracle was already in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. You didn't say it again. The miracle was already in motion, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If we can just be cool and let God do what God does, I promise you, praise the Lamb, you will see the manifestation of God in a way that will blow you away. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must recognize my miracle is in motion. I just can't see beyond these dark clouds. It's dark. It's foggy. It's the winds blowing. Praise the Lamb, this, that, another. But somewhere in this storm, Jesus is. Praise the Lamb of God. Somewhere in what I'm going through, he's here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you what, he's close enough, praise the Lamb of God, to let you participate in the miracle. And it just may be that he's waiting on you to get strong enough to walk on the water. Praise the Lamb of God. He just maybe just waiting on you to get to the place that when he shows up, you'll be able to participate, because your faith must carry you on the water, not Jesus' faith. I say it again. When Jesus grabbed Peter as he was sinking, he pulled Peter up and took him back to the boat and said, "Why did you doubt?" Jesus didn't doubt. He never sunk. He said, "Why did you doubt? Your faith was upholding you. Why did you doubt?" Praise the Lamb of God. So people of God, work on yourselves. Hallelujah. Work on yourself. Y'all excuse me. But the only way you're going to really be able to work on yourself in a way that's going to be productive to you is that you seriously look at you in the mirror of God's word and recognize your frailties, and start strengthening yourselves in those areas. Praise the Lamb of God. And asking the Holy Ghost to assist you in that area. Because we all have them. We all have them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, but let me tell you something. Praise God. I tell you one thing, imagine these guys that a lot of us need is patience.
I was just thinking that. Prophet, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just thinking the trying of your faith patience, and that is one thing that God, I thank God that he dealt with me on that, and my faith was not operating at the level that it should have been. Although I've always had a great measure of faith, but
yeah.
I never really had to put it to action because my life has, for the most part, been easy. I've never had to want and wait for anything. So,
God in heaven.
Although I've always believed, I've always said that, I never really actually had to show it.
Ooh-wee.
And that's
boy,
what God did. You took those words right out of my mouth, Prophet. I'm sorry to cut in on you.
What a wonderful God we serve. The word of God comes alive to us, people of God. Those of us who believe the word, that are living the word life, you know, and it's just by faith. Faith is what? Responding to the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's responding to the word of God that I have a hope in what I don't see, but yet I see because my hope is the substance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, which is faith. My hope is the substance. I see it. Even though I don't have it, praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to somebody today. I have it even though I don't see it. I see it even though I don't have it, praise the Lamb of God. That sounds paradoxical. I have it even though, praise the Lamb of God, I don't see it. I see it even though I don't have it, praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has spoken concerning this. And when God has spoken on something, I see the materialization of it, praise the Lamb of God. I see it materializing, hallelujah, in my heart, my mind, and my spirit, and I believe God as though it is already there, as though it is already there, praise the Lamb of God, standing in front of me, praise the Lamb of God, for me to utilize, for me to do what I have to do. Praise the Lord, because that's what faith is. Hallelujah. You got to believe God through it. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't put it no plainer to you on this very, very fine testimony day. Praise the Lord. We got another caller. All right. Praise God. Maginisa just lit our souls up. Area code 248 219. Your mic is.
Hi. Praise the Lord.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Yes, Tamika. I'm calling for prayer. I've been holding. I'm not going to be able to stay on the phone long, but I just needed prayer for stability, you know, place to live, and for my children, for myself.
All right, and praise the Lord. Maginish, will you pray for her right quick?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Tamika. We thank you for your daughter who has called in today. We bless you for her life and her living, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you've already done on her behalf. Now, God, we lift her up to you, oh God, most gracious, merciful God. We ask, Lord God, that you would look upon her situation and be moved with compassion and have mercy upon those things that concern her, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would release your favor upon her life, oh God, that you would give her stability in all those things where she may be wavering, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would strengthen her faith to believe you. Although we believe, God, we say, help us with our unbelief, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you would infuse her with a prayer, God, that would ascend to your throne, God, so that you might hear her and move on her behalf, God. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for those things that we've done and said that are not pleasing unto you, oh God, and have mercy upon us this day. We ask, Lord God, that you would release the finances that have been held up. We ask you, Lord God, that you would release, Father, and move her to the place where you desire her to be. We ask the doors to be open and new living arrangements to be completed, oh God. We ask, God, for release of those things that she needs in this season to her children, God, and protect them in this time, God, and even put them in the schools where she desires for them to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would just have mercy and release your favor upon her in this season. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. You said, ask and we shall receive, God. And if we ask, believe, God. So we believe that you will do these things. So we thank you and we bless your name and we say hallelujah thank you, Jesus, because we know that it is already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daughter, you be blessed. The Lamb of God. Keep us posted so we can see the fruition, praise the Lamb of God, of the prayers today for you. Hallelujah. God makes a way for you. Praise God. He is your way. He will make a way. Be strong in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Your miracle is already in motion. Praise the Lamb.
Amen. Amen.
I'm
on my way to a...
What? Whoa, what's she talking? On your way where?
To this job. It's my first day. Yeah.
Praise God. Oh. Another first day jobber is God. Hallelujah. Father, in heaven, cover on this job. Give a good best, Father. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Father. Show her favor and allow all things to work together for her good today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, that's good news. This is your first day on your new job. Praise God. Daughter, what church do you go to?
New Wine Glory.
Okay, well, praise the Lamb of God. Faithful to the now. Stay faithful. Praise the Lamb of God. Get there as much as you can, especially for Bible class or the worship experience, so that you can get that gestation Word of God, so you can digest the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. As God gives it to your shepherd, praise God. So make sure that you stay in that word. God is going to continue to do great things for you, praise God. I also see some ministry stuff in your life, praise the Lamb of God, that's about to come into greater fruition, praise the Lamb, that relates to you personally and getting involved in ministry, praise the Lord. So
yes.
On your life, God is going to take you, praise the Lamb of God, through some various processes, should I say, that's going to bring you out, praise the Lamb of God, into that he has for you to do, praise the Lamb of God. I hear evangelists, praise the Lamb of God in the spirit, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that you're going to be a mobile evangelist. You're going to be moving about. You're going to be, praise the Lamb of God, doing things. And, praise the Lamb of God, this ability that's in you to speak, praise God, God is going to use, and you're going to be on the circuit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. In just a couple of years, praise the Lamb of God, you will be speaking, praise the Lamb of God, in various places as God develops your ministry. So know that a lot of things that you're going through is ministry development for you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't come out on top of it all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise
God. Thank the Lord.
I also see, praise the Lamb of God, a home that God is going to give to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Bless your daughter. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a home God is going to give you. Praise the Lamb of God that you're going to go into. Yes, God, bless her now in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right with you, girl. Just keep standing in God's hand, okay?
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
All right. Be blessed.
All right. I'm going to go
on in this
job.
On in that girl, do what you do. It's going to be all right.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lamb of God. Another first day of going to work. Praise the Lamb of God today. God is opening doors for his people. Praise the Lamb of God. It's raining, people. It's really raining miracles and blessings. Remember what God said, praise the Lamb of God, to us, that in the rain there's going to be spiritual authority and power, praise the Lamb of God, and in the rain, there's going to be prosperity. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, praise God. You must take authority over the spirits that attack you, praise the Lamb of God, that comes against you to cause your faith to waver, to cause you to go through anxiety and stress You must speak to the wind, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must speak to the waves. That's what God is graduating us to in this season. You must be bold enough to know within yourself, praise the Lamb of God, that every demon of hell has been placed under your feet by the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By the power of Jesus Christ, it has been placed under your feet. Hallelujah. So take charge over the enemy and stop allowing the enemy to charge you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Cast them out. Cast every unwanted, uninvited spirit out of your home, out of your mind, every harassing demon. Tell them to go to hell. Praise the Lamb of God and bind them. And get in your word and trust the word of God. Pray. If all the countless millions and millions and probably billions of people, hallelujah, since Christ has died and rose from the grave, has given testimony concerning the word of God, everybody is not wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody is not wrong about the word of God. I dare you to get it. I dare you to stand on it. I dare you to confess it. And if God has spoken to you about anything, as Majanee said a few minutes ago, I dare you to confess the promises back to God. I dare you to tell God what he told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's one of the strongest prophetic prayers that can be prayed when you pray the very word of God back to him. Hallelujah. And then hold him to his word. Yes, Lord. Hold him to. He want to be held accountable because he want to prove to you, praise the Lamb of God, that God is not a man that he can lie. That God is not a man that he can lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, what a wonderful show this has been thus far. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Y'all just give me a couple of minutes. We're going to do a little commercial here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Don't forget the gathering is coming. We are running a special now to the end of the month at midnight. Praise the Lamb of God. To the end of this month at midnight, your registration, praise the Lamb of God, Midnight Madness, is $75. You can register for the gathering online at $75. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, and come enjoy the classes. That's going to be shared at the gathering. Come and enjoy, praise the Lamb of God, the fellowship as we war for the promises. We warn for your promises, not mine. We're warring for your promises, praise the Lamb of God, and we want you to come and take these dynamic classes that's going to catapult you into a different dimension, a different mind thought, praise the Lamb of God, and pattern of living. And then we want you to hear the anointed speakers, praise the Lamb of God, that God has elected to allow us to sit under this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you there, people of God. I want you at the gathering, at the gathering, at the gathering. Some of us have already sensed and know and have received word from the Lord that this is going to be an unusual gathering, praise the Lamb of God. It's not just going to be a church service. You're going to see. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome. And I want you in the house in Oak Brook, Illinois at the Doubletree Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Come with great expectation. Hallelujah. You can register at psmintl.org. psmintl.org. You can do your registrations. You can select your classes. You can do all of that. Praise the Lamb of God there on our website. Those that you on Facebook, you see our event page. You can go to our event page. Invite somebody. Get your friends together. Get your family members together. Tell them you're coming to the city of Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. You want them to go to the gathering with you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a prophetic feast, I promise you, as we engage the enemy. Hallelujah. We even dressing in warfare attire, desert storm gear, desert this gear, all of that. Praise God. Every day, all day, you can dress in that. You ain't got to worry about a whole lot of church clothes and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. You can come in your fatigues. Come, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That's right. We're doing it like that this year there at the prophetic gathering. And then on Friday night is going to be our prophetic feast. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have that banquet, and we want you to be in the house, not just eating with us, but feasting on the prophetic word and some of the things that's going to take place there, praise the Lamb of God, on Friday night. It's going to be awesome. It's going down at the Oak Brook Doubletree Hotel, and we want you to be a part of that, praise the Lamb of God. Keep calling. Get your rooms. Get your rooms. Get your rooms, people of God. Make sure you get your room, praise the Lamb of God, for the gathering. Hallelujah. Now, praise God, I need your prayers for us. Praise God, I'll be leaving in the morning, going to Nassau, Bahamas, for our intercessory prayer conference there that's hosted by Bishop Neil Ellis on the island, praise the Lamb of God, of Nassau. And we will be there ministering, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as a part of the intercessory team, praise the Lamb of God, and one of the primary speakers. Matter of fact, I'm closing the conference out, praise the Lamb of God. So I need your prayers, saints of God, praise the Lamb of God. We'll be doing some other preaching and ministering in Nassau for the remainder of the week. So I need your prayers. Yes, I do. I need you, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for us. I know a lot of people here in Nassau, and immediately mind go to vacation. Well, it's not a vacation for me, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to work, praise the Lamb. So I need your prayers and your encouragement as we go to Nassau, praise the Lamb of God, Bahamas, to minister and what have you there as the Mount Tabor Church, where Bishop Neil C. Ellis is the pastor, praise the Lamb of God, and Bishop is hosting. But the services, praise the Lamb of God, will be at the Colonial Hilton Hotel, praise the Lamb of God, in Nassau, Bahamas, right there at the bridge that goes over to Paradise Island. We will be right there, praise the Lamb of God, and we're asking you, praise the Lamb of God, to be supportive, praise the Lamb of God, through your prayers. You can't make it yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to come. We would love to have everybody there, of course. And we have intercessors coming from around the country, praise the Lamb. Yes, we do, praise God. Our regional directors and what have you are going to be teaching. We have been working on this along with Bishop Murphy for the last year, praise the Lamb of God, putting this together, and now we got everybody together. Bishop Murphy will be opening the conference on Wednesday night, praise the Lamb of God. The Thursday night, he's going to open the conference on Thursday night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then Bishop Neil C. Ellis will be speaking Friday night, praise the Lamb of God. And then I will be closing the conference out on Saturday, praise the Lamb of God, and a prayer breakfast there for everybody right at the hotel. So we want everyone to ring the bell, your friends in Nassau, Bahamas, and people that you know in the area that can get there, praise the Lamb. There is no registration for this. There is no registration, praise the Lamb of God. Come one, come all. We're going to have classes on Saturday. Only classes on Saturday only, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome Saturday morning there in Nassau, Bahamas. So know that that is going to happen, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Now, don't forget, your registration, this, that, another. To the rest of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that seed time and harvest time is something that a lot of us believe in, a lot of us walk in and live in. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask you to remember to sow seeds to the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even today, praise God. Somebody wants to say, Prophet, I want to help you to go to Nassau. Praise the Lamb of God. No, nobody has sent me a plane ticket. I had to get my own plane ticket. As of yet, nobody has paid for my hotel room. I got to pay for my hotel room. As of yet, ain't nobody told me I'm going to eat free, so I got to buy my food. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb. So if you want to be a blessing to me, then they say, Prophet, here's $100, here's $50, here's $25, praise the Lamb of God, to help undergird you as you go. It will be deeply appreciated. Praise the Lamb of God. You can go to our PayPal account and do that at psmintl.org and help us go, praise the Lamb of God, to carry the word of God and the prophetic ministry that's on our lives, praise the Lamb of God, to Nassau, Bahamas. Praise the Lamb. Mama said, if you can't go, send go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can help someone else to go, and we are going. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So tomorrow, the show will be hosted by Angel, Thursday and Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. And Prophet Darrell and those who work with us, praise the Lamb of God, will be on the show. So the show will go on. Praise the Lamb of God. I will be tapping in, of course, but the international rates, praise the Lamb of God, and all of that runs pretty high. I think it's something like $3 or something for every minute, praise God, which we just don't want to be foolish in just doing that. But, you know, the show is worth it. Hallelujah. And maybe one day we'll have it like that, but today we don't. My goodness. So we need your help, praise the Lamb of God, in all of these areas to help us to be a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, to others as we go and as we travel, praise the Lamb of God. I'm asking you, praise God, I know you hear my voice, to be a blessing if you can, if you would, to share, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. At psmintl.org. And sow a seed, praise the Lamb of God, to help us to carry the word of God across the waters. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God. Now, let us, praise the Lamb of God, consider the fact on this Testimony Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God, of what God has really done for us and what he is really doing. This show alone is a testimony within itself. Hallelujah. The Facebook page is a testimony within itself, right? And it's just growing. People are just joining the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think, boy, we didn't have about 50 this week and the last week to come and join the page. They're just joining, and we thank God for the influx of souls. It shows a healthy environment in the spirit realm. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of love, a lot of prayer support. Praise God, a lot of word that goes on that page, and I see people be tapping in the middle of the night and early morning. Praise the Lamb of God. It's becoming a 24-hour situation, praise God. And our intercessory team is second to none. We got some of the greatest intercessors, Pastor Brett, Frazier, Madanese, praise them, Denise, Brother Brett, praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia, oh, my God, Madanese. I mean, my granddaughter, Shatwan, Raphael, Reggie, all of, oh, my goodness. We have some of the most powerful people of God. Praise the Lamb of God, Valerie, and those praying, Mary, Anderson, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha Pruitt, all of them coming together praying, praise the Lamb of God, for you, praying for me, covering the page, praise the Lamb. People of God, it's an awesome thing that God has done, that he has brought together. See, it's some things we don't testify about that we need to testify about, because when you testify, there's a praise in it, and God inhabits the praises of his people, praise the Lamb of God. How can you give a testimony without praising God? Hallelujah. I felt the Spirit when I said that. Hallelujah. I think that there's a blessing on the edge of that. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that there are so many healings, praise the Lamb of God, cancer healings that have taken place since we've been operating on this show. Wait a minute. I think I have some coming in here from error code 504. Your mic is hot. Eric on 504. Hello? You might have hit mute on your own button on your phone. Eric on 504. All right. They're not saying anything. We'll come back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But so many cancers have been healed. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we know of one of the ones that really stood out was Lily's. And then there is so many other people. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, Pastor Gail Johnson. Praise the Lamb of God. The other woman there in Chicago. We sent a bottle of water to, praise the cancer-free today. Just so many testimonies and blessings, praise upon blessings. People have been outdoors, moved into homes. So many, just countless blessings that have taken place since we've been here, praise the Lamb of God, ministering to the people of God, praise the prophetic word that has been on people's life, have changed their direction. Praise the Lamb of God has caused them to be made free. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know Stephen used to call in every other day. Now his court case is over. He's been delivered. We ain't heard from him. But that's the norm when it comes down to gratitude, when it comes down to praise the Lamb of God, testifying about what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Did it with Jesus. Jesus healed 9 lepers. Praise the Lamb of God. Only one came back to say thank you. He healed all 9 of them. Only one came back, returned to say thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. The spirit of ingratitude. But it's fine. I don't have a problem because what I do for the glory of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And as God give us utterance and we speak into the lives of people, praise the Lamb of God, God does the miraculous work. Praise the Lamb. Erico 504, are you there? That must have been an accidental push of the button. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When I hear my sons and daughters and my spiritual grandchildren coming on and testifying of the goodness of God and what God is doing in their life and how God is using them, it just makes my soul leap for joy, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, at the mighty workings of God, because God is working, people of God, and God is working on your behalf in this season, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this, and I say this without reservation or hesitation to all of you today, praise the Lamb of God, you are a recipient of a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that from the depths of my heart. I mean it from the recessitude of my spirit that you are a recipient of a miracle. And the miracle is in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. The miracle is in motion. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The mechanism that God desires to use, hallelujah, is you. Hallelujah, that is going to birth the manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, for your miracle. You are in direct, praise the Lamb of God, in direct position, hallelujah, for God to utilize for the miracle manifestation. Know that, praise the Lamb of God. Open your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I desire you to utilize me in this miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Use me, Lord, that your name can be glorified. Hallelujah. And watch God do a miraculous work in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. A miraculous work in your life, people of God, that is going to just blow your mind, praise the Lamb of God. It is going to blow your mind, hallelujah. And I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God, if in fact You knew, praise the Lamb of God, what I'm believing God for right now today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Right now today, I'm believing God, hallelujah, for a lump sum blessing. I am right now, praise the Lamb of God, to take care of some things that needs to be taken care of, praise the Lamb of God, that's ministry related. I'm believing God for it. But let me tell you something. I have no doubt that God is not going to work it out, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because I've been there before, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because I have the experience. Why I'm always so cool, calm, and collect about things is because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that once you experience God over and over and over again, praise the Lamb of God, your excitement is in the process and not in the results, praise the Lamb of God. I know God can do. It's the way he does it that excites me, praise the Lamb of God. It's the way he brings about the manifestation, that's what excites me, not the manifestation itself, praise the Lamb of God. Some people get excited about a new car. I get excited about the way God gives the new car, hallelujah, because that's what excites me, it's the process, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, somebody's getting it right now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank you for this time we've shared, praise the Lamb of God, Almighty God, Lion of Judah, you are, I thank you, praise the Lamb of God, for all that you've done, all that you do, all that you're doing. You're awesome in this day. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Father. I only have what you've invested in my mantle. I only have the power, oh God, that you've given me, and it's really yours, this delegated authority. Today I command the miracle. Yes, Father, I command blessings on your people. Ah, God, somebody needs you desperately. Somebody's reaching for you. Bless your name. Bless you. Oh, God, we touch and agree now for miracle manifestation. Ah, Father, your ways are not our ways. Your manners, oh, the way you do things is beyond us. But we believe that our miracle is in motion. So take us now and use us. Hallelujah. Let us see your ways. Let us see, O God, your greatness. You are God. Besides you, there is no there's not another. Pay bills today, Father. Clean that whole stack out. Hallelujah. Show yourself mighty. Somebody needs a door open. Oh, God, somebody needs you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you. I release in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Erica 504, did your mic blink?
Yes, Prophet, that was me. This is Tamika Smith. My phone went in queue on accident or not on accident. I don't know why I went in. I didn't press any button. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's no problem. There is no problem, no need for apology. Praise God. To hear your voice, praise the Lamb of God. Tamika, how's the job and stuff going down there, girl?
It is work, ministry, every day, all day. God is really working. And so instead of one state now, it's three states that I'm over, college ministries. So God is really moving.
All right, girl, you just keep on working the work, the Lamb of God, and we're going to watch God continually bless you. We out of go, people. God, we're out of time.
Somebody ask the Lion of Judah to come forth. Somebody ask the Lion of Judah to come forth. Take a stand, take a stand, take a stand, take a stand. I will move it out to Jesus. Have your way, take a stand. Have your way, take a stand. Have your way, take a stand. Have your way, take. Somebody sing that to the Lord.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way, Jesus.
Come on, let's sing it on one accord to our Father. Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way, Jesus.